What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear: strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Listen. It's the Burt Show.
Okay. Until then, though, we're going to talk about the fact that Wendy snores.
Aww.
I don't really know if I do or not.
You do?
Well, no. Well that was because I was in studio, and I passed out on the couch because it was a long night before because I didn't get much sleep. I wasn't feeling well. Ended up having a huge sinus infection because went to the doctor after I left here, but I was on the couch. And
had to be on antibiotics, Jeff. Why are you being so mean?
Jeff is so sweet. And trusting and caring in this nest
nurturing.
Of comfort that we
yes.
work in.
Our father figure and on the show, Jeff Dollar.
Yeah, he decided
father
to.
Father figure.
He decided to record it and play it on the air, which sounded really sexy. Got me a lot of dates. But no, a couple of weekends ago, we went out with a girlfriend of mine and came back over to her place and crashed out, spent the night. The next morning, wake up, she was like, girl, you were snoring bad. And I was like, what? No, because I, at this point, didn't realize that I snored. I thought
nobody knows if they snore unless somebody else tells them.
I think I'm a peaceful sleeper at night. I don't.
The weirdest thing about snoring, because I haven't slept downstairs in our master bedroom with Jessica since getting back from Bert's Big Adventure, because I know that when I am sick, especially when I'm plugged, I sound like a bear getting attacked. Like, I am not.
Oh, is anybody recording you snoring?
She
now?
Has.
Oh, she has.
Yes.
We need to play that for, you know, to be fair.
And so I don't even subject her to that because she's not a super sound sleeper. Mm-hmm. So, but the thing is, when that happens, she wakes me up and I fight her because for me, everything was fine. Like,
right.
If there's that much noise in a room to wake someone up, I should be hearing it. But
right.
People who snore have no idea that they do.
Right.
Well, that night I was spending the night with my friend. We had been drinking, and I think when you drink, your nasal passages get clogged up anyway. So I think that drinking had something to do with it. So maybe I'll need to do an experiment during the week and like record myself because I don't think I'm a snorer.
Okay.
I think it's just on those occasions like when you're sick or you've had a long night out that I snore, but I don't. Oh, God, I hope I'm not a snorer because I got so annoyed with my dad growing up because that's all he did was snore. And I could not sleep to save my life because he was snoring.
Do you think there are women who are listening to this show who have not entered into a relationship with a man because they know they snore?
Yes. Jen Hobby actually said that she would never date a guy who snored.
No.
Is that what you're
the
talking about?
The woman snores.
Oh, yeah. There's, you know what? Because I think you always associate snoring with men because it's usually louder with men. I don't know very many women because both my mother and father snore. My father was the all the neighbors could hear him snore kind of guy. Mom was the very, was the little, you know, just little dainty snore. But still something, she still makes noise, you know.
Hurt.
Sorry, are you okay? She collapsed a sinus.
If you're going to record yourself, I think in order to be fair, you have to do it when you're healthy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but
agreed.
I do think it's important to do it after you've had a couple drinks because you want to try to recreate the scenario where you would end up at a guy's house, because that would be your big concern,
so
right?
So what you're saying is a woman who's not entered a relationship because she's afraid that she snores and doesn't want to turn the guy off.
She knows that she snores, so she puts off whatever she does.
So Wendy, you can never date again.
I know. I don't even want to go over to a guy's house and just like, you know, like maybe fall asleep, like nap style, and just fall asleep on the couch and end up snoring away. And he's just hanging out. He's like, oh, I'm not going to call this girl back.
I have to tell you, I do think it would be, I mean, I would like to encourage you and say it's no big deal, but I do think it would be a
deal breaker for you if a woman snored?
It'd be weird.
Really?
It is weird. Like, if it comes to be known that mm-hmm. I'm a snorer, I will buy snore strips. I will go get a surgery done.
You can't help it.
You can have Nobody surgery. Can you help can get it. Like, can't you get a nose job or like sinus cleaning out?
Well, they scrape like the for the snore thing.
Okay, scrape is not a word that we're going to use on the show.
That's a word. That's a word that's used in the procedure. So I don't think that's. I mean, that's
well, I'll go have my
extensive.
Sinus scraped if it comes to be known
really?
That I am a snorer. Aww. Yes, that is just it's
can't
not cute.
It.
And it's not. Attractive.
Hey, Matt. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys.
What's
hey.
Going on?
My wife is 39 weeks pregnant right now, and uh-huh. she snores so loud. I've actually like had to sleep in another room for a couple of nights. But
Wendy, are you pregnant?
No, I'm not pregnant.
didn't Bert say that about Stacy when she's pregnant with both Hayden and Hollis?
I don't think it's fair, though. I don't think that's an equal...
Because it's temporary mm-hmm. snoring.
And a pregnant woman can get away with anything.
Right. She can do whatever she wants.
Yeah.
Hey, Brandon, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jeff. Hey, guys.
Hey.
What's going on?
No, I just wanted to tell y'all, man, you know the butterfly thing for your nose that opens it up?
Mm-hmm.
Man, I don't know how I ever slept without it. My wife snored so bad, put those on. She sleeps like a baby.
Really? Okay. So it does work.
Yes, 100%.
Now, huh. from a guy's point of view, let's say your wife is not your wife. She's a girl that you've been dating for a few weeks. And you guys are out and you decide that that's going to be the night that she spends the night for the first time at your place. And she steps into the restroom at some point. You know, y'all are getting romantic. And comes back out with one of those breathe strips on her nose.
Hot.
What is the bigger turnoff?
The snoring.
The sleep strip is more acceptable than the snoring.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Because, I mean, to wake up and look at that woman as she's going.
Mouth open.
Yeah, mouth open, drool on the, you know. Now, I want to sleep through that.
Now, isn't there a little bit of a double standard going on here? Because
totally.
Men, because I mean, Jen has said before that if a guy ended up being a snorer, that would be a deal breaker for her. Because men snoring, men sneezing, men being heavy breathers. I mean, no offense, because I think it's because men just. I mean, I'm just going on the, you know, men being kind of bigger body mass,
bulkier,
but it just is louder, and it just always. Like a woman sneezing and a man sneezing are like two completely different things.
Nothing
you know
weirds
I mean?
Me out more than a man who's got those silent sneezes mm-hmm. where you look at him and he's like, dude, what just happened? He's like, I just sneezed. And I'm like, no, you didn't.
That's dangerous if a guy does that, right?
Hey, Stephanie, explode. Welcome to the show. Hey, Stephanie.
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. How long have you been snoring?
I haven't. I work in a sleep center.
Okay.
Oh, Lord.
And I was commenting on Melissa's comment about it being a male, more men.
Right.
I've had women that snore 10 times worse than men.
I don't know. I didn't say that more men snore, because I do think plenty of women snore. I just think they're louder.
Oh, I have women that snore much louder than men.
Really?
Yeah, you would think they pulled the paint off the wall. Yes.
And I love how she says, I don't snore. I work at a sleep center. I don't snore.
Hey,
you
Mary.
Sure you don't snore?
Hey. Hey, Mary, welcome to the show.
Hey.
Hey.
When my sister was in college,
right.
She's never had a lack of dates, very attractive, constantly being asked out. She got intimate with a guy, and she said the next morning he told her, hey, do you know that you snore like a bull elephant?
Oh. Ooh.
And she was so offended that it drastically changed how she thought about herself, the idea of sleeping with someone. And she said it kind of scarred her for life, and she's always been paranoid about it. And eventually she got her adenoids taken out. But she says she always remembers being told she snored like a bull elephant and never felt sexy again.
What's an adenoid?
Something in your nose. The part
they scrape out.
Was she offended?
Adenoid taken out.
Was she offended at all that she had been intimate with a guy who obviously has been intimate with a bull elephant? Hey, Teresa, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
What's up?
Well, you know, you asked a little bit ago if anybody had not gotten into relationships because they snore.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I snore awful.
Mm-hmm.
And I purposely stay out of relationships with different people once I find out that they're light sleepers or that snoring actually bothers them.
How did you learn that you were a bad snorer?
Oh, my kids. We went on a trip, and they told me that, Mom, you're ridiculous. You snore in octaves. They said, it is so sad. We cannot even sleep in the same room with you.
Oh, well, can't help it. I just feel bad that everybody. You can't help it if you snore.
Hey, Lisa, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. I love your show.
Thanks.
I work at a sleep center also, and I just want to tell you that snoring doesn't always come through your nose. It comes through your throat.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a matter of which way it comes through, and it could actually be more something like apnea.
Mm-hmm.
Which, and the breathe right strips don't always work. So, and weight does play a part of it.
Q100, here's Wendy. Q100, here's Wendy.
Producer Natalie's running the board now, and she didn't like what that woman just
yes,
said.
Yes, no. It always comes through
She's
your nose.
Like, you know what? But I see what you're saying, that if you are snore through your throat, that the breathe right strips won't work. I got it. She's so offended.
She's gone.
She's like, that was just rude. I used to listen to your show.
Hey, Trisha, welcome to the show.
Well, good morning. Love your show, guys.
Thank you.
Hi. I have been dating a guy for 2 years, and several months after we started dating, we tried to have a nice romantic weekend, and I ended up not sleeping for 48 hours because of his snoring.
Oh, my God.
So in the last 18 months, we've never slept together again.
Oh, honey.
Yeah, it's been hard, but, I mean, he just goes home, you know?
It's to the point that you're together, but then when it's time to sleep, you just sleep separately.
That's correct.
Well, we did learn that it is more attractive to put the strip on, the little breathe right thing from one guy.
I'm not putting a strip on my nose.
Well, it's not just that he snores, but he quits breathing. So it's a matter of, I mean, he has a bad sleep apnea, so I'm up all night making him breathe again.
Resuscitating him.
Details.
So, I like how she said, the solution is let him sleep by himself, and if he doesn't wake up, he doesn't wake up.
Hey, listen, it's not my fault. I was in the other room. Maybe they make those strips a little in pink or something cute.
Or clear, like nude color, so they match your skin color.
That's how you're going to get rich, Wendy. Invent that.
Foundation-looking nose strips.
Sexy breathe right strips. That's Wendy's claim to fame.
This is The Bird Show.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America. Discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is The Bird Show.
Melissa, I have a question for you about your mom.
Yes.
Because I need to know if your mom's like my parents.
Yes.
Because here's the dilemma that I've run into.
Okay.
I think my parents are hoarders.
Okay.
Why is that?
Because we go back to visit and they have stuff that they don't like. And I'll give you a perfect example.
Well, first, their age. Like age range?
My dad's in his early 70s. My mom's in her mid-60s.
Okay, I think that's very important.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And my dad, who has the problem, and I have seen it develop with me.
Uh-huh.
I have the tendencies.
Right.
So I'm trying to break those, and mm-hmm. I'm trying to help my parents break those habits as well. But I will give you the perfect example. We were up there visiting a couple weeks ago for the weekend,
mm-hmm.
and it was Valentine's weekend.
Right.
And my parents had a TV that was, I don't know how old, but the color had gotten so faded that it was like everything was kind of brownish, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was just big old, like old school TV.
Like tube TV where it's big box.
Yep, old school TV. Well, so I was at their house and I saw an ad in the local paper for a flat screen TV that would fit within their thing that was on sale for like half off, discontinued, whatever the floor model, something like that. It was an incredible deal. And I said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to buy that for my parents.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just going to bring it over and I'm going to take the old one out and put the new one in. So I did that. It was great, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then I say to my dad, because I don't want him carrying, you know, the big old TV. I'm like, hey, do you want to pull the car out? And I'll just put this in the trunk and then you can take it to wherever and donate it or do whatever. And he goes, no, put it in the basement.
What?
Yeah.
And I go, why do you want me to put it in the basement? Because if I carry it down, you have to carry it up. And yeah, I don't want you carrying stuff up the stairs. It's a heavy TV. And he goes, well, what am I going to do with it in the car? And I said, we'll do any, drive to a church, drive to a, you know, whatever they're called, you know, those shops. Where
like
you can,
the Goodwill
store. Goodwill store.
Thank you. It's a, yeah, something like that. I said, take it to a pawn store and they'll give you $10 for it. Whatever. Just put it in the car. And he goes,
just get rid of it.
No. Put it in the basement. And I could not talk him out of keeping that television.
Sorry.
And it's now in the basement, literally in a corner of junk.
Now, you know, because my mom, Millie Pete, she's 80 now. So, so about the same age, a little older than your parents. But I think that is a generational thing. The reason I asked their age is because you have to remember these are the people of the Depression, the children of the Depression, not the adults. These are the children of those that went through the stock market crash. So at the time of the stock market crash, everybody was having to keep stuff because they were running out of things. So you never knew when you're going to get the next whatever.
Right.
So my mother and father were that way their entire lives. Like my father has passed away, so hopefully he's not going to like haunt me because of this telling the story. But we would fuss at him because it was so bad that we would be on a road trip and he would like, if I don't know, he'd use dental floss or whatever. He would save the thread of dental floss that he had used to use it for later. Like he wouldn't throw away the string of dental floss that he had just used because it's almost like we're like, Dad, there's plenty of dental floss in the drugstores and in the grocery stores. You don't have to save that piece. But it's that mentality of like, you never know when you're going to need it. Your father's like, you know what? That's a good TV. It still works.
It's not a good TV. Everything is gray and brown.
But it means it works. But it works.
It's like
in his mind, he's like, you never know when you're going to need it again. And then here we are in our generation that we just, I think we, you know, waste a lot of stuff. So we're like the complete opposite of them. But yeah, mom's the same way. I think it was just when my father passed away, I think we finally, she moved from one house to the other. And so I think that move was a good way for us, her three children, to say, you've got to get rid of all this stuff.
And was she okay with getting rid of it?
No, I think that it was, I mean, because you talk about magazines, like National Geographic. What are you going to do with all those National Geographic? Did you even
read
those
National Geographic? Yes, my parents saved National Geographic.
Reader's Digest. What do you need those Reader's Digest for?
Read on the toilet.
The best was.
Come on. That's where they always sat in my house.
Yeah, Reader's Digest in the back of the toilet, yeah.
The best was the, my dad calls me a couple years ago. He goes, well, I sold that old boat engine. I go, what? They're like, yeah, the boat engine that was under the stairs in the basement. I'm like, I didn't even know he had a motor for a boat under there. And he goes, yep, sold it to a guy. And he was all proud of himself because he sold it to a guy who had an antique boat, you know, and this engine was like the original engine for the boat.
Right.
So he sold it to him. So then he realized that like he could start cleaning. So I thought he's like, so I'm going to start cleaning stuff out. I thought he was cleaning things out, you know, like stuff. He wasn't. He's selling metal for scrap and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's not selling anything worthwhile or getting rid of anything that could be useful.
Right.
Like if a screwdriver handle broke off and he kept the metal part.
But he learned that from his parents because that's what they did back then. And now, if I mean, for our listeners, I mean, because Jeff and my parents were older.
Right.
So, but you, I mean, go to your grandparents or your great-grandparents if they're still living their home, and you will see. There is the basement, a guest room, under the bed, in the closet, there is a stack of something just random that they won't get rid of. Like mom would always keep different types of materials in case she was going to, you know, make a quilt or something.
Right.
It's like, well, you don't have
you
to. Like, I mean, we don't live in the mountains where you have to make the quilt, and that's the only blanket we'll ever have.
The stuffing in the quilt with old pairs of jeans.
Yes.
We got to stay warm, Melissa. We're going to freeze. Mom, there's a mall walking distance. You can't. Who knows what might happen?
You never know.
It can't be just us, Melissa, because Everybody's calling up. Like, good morning, Ivory. Hey, how are you?
I am great, man.
Same issue?
Dude, the worst. My mom is from North Carolina, and I mean, she literally has a 10-by-10 square foot kitchen that has two tables in it with a set of chairs around each table.
Because you never know.
You never know when you might have company. You never know when those people might come over.
It's the Burt Show.
So one Burt Show member is chasing reality TV dreams. Another Burt Show member.
Not talking about Burt.
Is holding it in her bosom.
Oh, Burt is chasing. And another one is...
Has it right there.
Has it there.
Is hugging
That's
it.
Right.
Is holding it.
And squeezing it.
So I know you have to be vague about it,
mm-hmm.
but Joanna has an exciting adventure today, a reality TV show adventure.
Yeah, so probably a few months ago, and I feel really stupid saying this because this was prior to my engagement,
okay.
But my best friend was shopping for a wedding gown, mm-hmm. and the place that she bought her wedding gown for was... holding auditions for a reality show for people who are engaged.
Uh-huh.
And I filled out an application even though I wasn't
and you
engaged,
engaged
at the time.
So you didn't have to tell us that part, but that's funny.
But
we sure are glad you did.
But I'm glad you did.
I know what makes good radio. And if I told you that I did it after I got engaged, it wouldn't be as interesting.
Right.
So anyways, they called me and they told me that they would like to do the reality show. And it's filming today. I can't say what it is yet because it's still in the works, and I'm really excited about it.
Very cool.
So is it a reality show that involves you and your new fiance, Jason, or is it just something that you are going to participate in?
No. He will be on
because you've told
it.
Us before that he's going to be really bad on TV if he ever gets on TV.
Yeah, there'll just be pictures of him, which is great because he's a good-looking guy, but he doesn't need to talk because he doesn't do very good on the camera.
Oh, Lord.
Okay. He's a great guy. I love him, and he has a great personality, but not on camera.
Uh-huh.
So, yes, he will be on it, but not a speaking role.
Going back, applying for it before you were engaged, how far in advance did you apply for this show?
Probably a few weeks before it happened.
So in January?
Yes, sometime in January.
Okay.
And they did ask me because...
Not like 6 months ago.
They did call me.
Back in July last year?
No. And they did call me and they asked me, you know, are you engaged? And I said, not yet. And they said, well, if you are not engaged and we do pick you for this reality show, then will your boyfriend be upset? And I said... Well, I'm not sure if he'd be upset, but he lives 2 hours away, so it'll take him a little while to get up here to try and stop me from doing it.
Uh-huh.
So it's today at 1. I'm really excited about it. Some of my bridesmaids are going to be there. My mom is going to be there. So
it's like a
family thing.
Now, when will we be able to know what it is?
Hopefully in the fall.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So it's a little while.
So are you guaranteed going to be on TV?
That's what I don't know. Like, I don't know if it's one of those things that they do a whole bunch of different takes,
mm-hmm.
and then decide which ones they want to use for the actual show.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going in it thinking it's a really cool experience, hoping to get out of it what the purpose of the show is. And if I get on, you know, TV, that's going to be awesome. But I don't want to get my hopes up, you know, like I don't want to get my hopes up and think it's going to happen and then it not.
Okay. But at least you're at the point where they're filming you guys and hopefully maybe get on TV in the fall.
Yes.
Will you be able to tell us what it is after it tapes or do you have to wait until it airs?
I actually spoke with the producer and I told her that, you know, I work for a radio show in Atlanta and I would love to be able to talk about it. And she said she'd be looking into it.
Okay.
That if I can talk about it before it actually airs.
Have you told Bert this? about the show?
Yeah, he found out yesterday.
Oh, okay. Because you're filming a reality show before he is.
He is.
Yeah, I think it'd be funny if hers airs before his does.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
You're not going to wear that, right?
Jeff. No. Actually, I purposely didn't put makeup on because I'm going to rush home and actually put makeup on and get ready for because it's at 1 o'clock.
Okay, good.
Yes.
You didn't have to answer or justify to him. But
well, I just making sure. I mean, we're going to be represented on TV. You want to make sure everybody's looking good.
We?
Yeah, the show.
Okay.
We?
Okay.
You're part of a team.
Is that what you're saying to Bert, too? Jeff's like, I'm a part of two reality shows.
Yeah, I am going to tell people today that I am taping a reality show today. Just based on the fact that someone I know is. Well, good luck and break a leg.
Good luck, Joanna. Congratulations.
That's awesome.
That's it. You get paid?
No, unfortunately,
not
I don't get
yet.
Paid for this.
Well, you have to pay for it?
Well, we need to talk to someone about that because we need to be making some money off this.
I know. I'm a great talent in this town, and they really need to know that.
Isn't that what you said a few months ago, Jeff?
Yeah.
You're on The Burt Show.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 26th through July 6th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
The Burt Show.
Oddly enough, when we were in Disney for Burt's Big Adventure, I was the recipient of an incorrectly placed text message from our very own Joanna. And she corrected it very quickly. But the reaction, like, it didn't process that she sent it to the wrong person at first. Like, I thought it was an inside joke that I had missed. But, and I deleted it. As soon as I deleted it, I regret. Well, I remember what it said. It was a text message, and it was like, "Hey, baby, everybody loves my ring. I love you." And I was like, and I saw it, you know, come in from Joanna, so I figured it was work-related. And then it says, "Hey, baby, everybody loves my ring. I love you." And I'm like, I don't get the joke.
But what? Jason, Jeff, I mean, I can see where they're right next to each other on the phone.
Joanna needs some more friends whose names start with J-A, J-B, J-C, or J-D.
Right.
I was so embarrassed when I realized, because I always double check, because it's happened to me in the past where I go to send Jason a text and I've accidentally scrolled down one too far because you're right below him.
Right.
And I realize, oh, no, not Jeff, but Jason. So I go back and I fix it. Well, this time I didn't. And when I went back to look at my phone to see if Jason had written back and it says Jeff Dollar, I was like, oh my gosh, I feel like such an idiot.
Well, it was only a couple minutes.
It could have been worse.
It's later because I was actually.
You weren't like dirty talking, sexting, nothing like that.
And that's what I was afraid of because I was like, I'm not, you know. We've sent text messages like that in the past, so.
Pictures?
Me and Jeff. Me and Jason.
Well, it wasn't a photo or anything like that.
I've sent them to Joanna, but she never responds.
Right.
She must just assume that they're for other people or something. But I was like, I'm staring at it going, I don't get the joke.
Well, if it's a sexed message, then Jeff would have totally said it's for me and not Jason. So it's, a, you know, the ring thing. At least you can't claim that.
Yeah, but crap. Why couldn't I have gotten her a ring, too? Then I could have saved it and pretended she loved me. But then, like, 2 minutes later, she wrote, "Oh, my God, so sorry. That was
meant
for Jason."
Well, I mean, it came up because Katie accidentally sent a message.
To a former lover.
Well, and so, but it was totally resolved. But yeah, she was so embarrassed because it wasn't to me. It was just to a friend. But the way it was worded to the friend, it was, "Hey, miss you. When can I see you again?" To her college buddy. But then when it ended up being somebody in the phone that, you know,
she had a past encounter with.
Then it had a totally different context, you know?
So, Joanna, I'm glad everybody likes your ring, and I'd love
you
too.
Thank you. I wanted him to know that people were complimenting me on my ring. I wanted him to know he did a good job, and then I felt like an idiot when I had sent it to Jeff.
I love you, Jeff. Everybody loves my ring.
Baby, Jeff.
Hey, baby.
Hi, baby.
Hey,
baby.
I forgot. I was going to call you baby all day today, and I forgot.
Baby. I'm glad I didn't call you by his new little pet name. That would have been really interesting.
Don't.
I'm not going to say it on the air, but I'm saying you would have really given me crap for that.
Do you know what it is?
No, I don't. I'm just saying that Jason, I'm sure, does not want her to say it on air.
Little pooky woo-boo. How's my little military monster? How's my smarty pants military man?
My fiance wants
you.
It's, all right. Well, thanks, baby. Bye-bye.
Love you.
Bye-bye. Bye. Love you.
Sexual harassment.
She won't say it. She started it. I have the text message to prove it.
The Burt Show.
So Suzanne here is taking us up on our offer, and she wants to use our show to get some notoriety for her husband, who is in a competition to be like the nation's hottest husband. And a lot of women, I think, would be insecure by that. Like, I don't
know. No way. No, that's way. Bragging rights. Yeah, she's already landed him. That's her man.
That's how she's feeling. Hey, Suzanne.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
All right. Now, you and your husband live in Tequila here.
We do.
Okay. And how did he get nominated for Hottest Husband? Did you do the nominating or did somebody do it for you?
Actually, I did it. I was flipping through the magazine and I saw the little tidbit. And I had thought, well, you know, a lot of people have always told me how attractive Zach is. And so I thought, you know, why not? So I entered in the contest, and a couple weeks ago, they called and let us know that he was kind of a finalist. And
awesome.
I had to answer a bunch of questions and send in some pictures. And then actually on his birthday, they called to tell us that he made the top 22.
Wow. So he was up there for a while with like 50 other guys, and they've made their first cuts?
Yeah, I think it was like a nationwide search, and then I think they cut it down to, I'm not sure exactly how many, when they originally called, just said, you know, we are making the final selections, and he's one of them, so just give us as much information as you can, and send in some more pictures, and then from there, they pick the top 22.
Have we talked about what magazine it is?
Not yet.
Have we mentioned? Okay, all right.
You can.
Yeah, which magazine is it?
It's actually Redbook.
Redbook. Okay, yeah. Awesome.
Yeah, so, and we're very excited. He's a little taken back, I think, by it at first. I didn't tell him when I did it. And when they called originally, I thought, well, maybe I should fess up and see how he feels. And he was a little like, you did what?
Is he a guy that knows he's good looking, or is he one of these guys like, I don't see it, I don't have no idea?
No, I mean, you know, he takes it in stride. He's just not one of those guys that's like, I'm so hot, you know, and I think he knows he's a good guy. He's an attractive guy, but he doesn't flaunt it. You know, he's not one of those guys.
So you'll flaunt it for him.
So what was the process like going through to pick out what picture to send in? Because you didn't tell him, he obviously didn't pose for like super hot pictures or anything. You just had to pick ones you already had.
Yeah, and, you know, it's funny because it's, like you said, you know, as you were talking about earlier, you know, the insecurity. Zach is so photogenic. It's really hard. Like, he doesn't really take a bad picture. So it was kind of like just going through family shots and, you know, sending in pictures with the girls or sending pictures in with me and then, you know, just cropping, you know, down to just him. So
you said the girls, you guys have daughters?
Yeah, we have two girls, Madison and Kendall. They're 8 and 5, and they are big-time daddy girls. They love their dad.
This is so different from the conversation we had a couple of months ago with that one guy that was calling up saying that there were no pictures of him anywhere in the house.
Yes.
Because the wife was taking him down because she didn't think he was good looking.
Right.
It's not that way at all. I mean, actually, Zach and Madison, Madison's my oldest, they love photos. I mean, if you see a camera, like, they're posing and taking a picture. And Kendall and I are always like, okay, let's take your picture. So we kind of stay behind the scenes and do our thing. But
so at the end of the day, what do you guys get if he wins?
We get a vacation package.
Nice.
I think it's to Antigua. So we're very, you know, really kind of excited about the possibility of doing that. We didn't really go on a like vacation honeymoon. So this is kind of going to be a nice little treat if we actually get to go.
Have you talked to him? Will he take you?
No, my dad's joked several times, like, hey, your mom and I have never been there. And I'm like, well, you'll get a week with your kids, your grandkids.
Well, you can help these guys out because we have a link right on up to his voting page at Q100Atlanta.com. So when does the voting go through?
It is through March 19th. So
awesome.
If you guys can vote, that'd be great.
All right, so we've got some time here to remind people. But yeah, you can go up online. You can go to our website right now, Q100Atlanta.com. Click on The Burt Show. One of the first things you'll see up there is Dude's photo, and you can vote right for him. And his name again is?
Zach Miller.
Zach.
All right.
Good luck.
Yes.
All right. Thanks so much, guys.
Thanks, Suzanne.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Have a good
day. The Burt Show.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hi everyone, this is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes, so for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.
The Burt Show.
And now we have to talk to Mindy.
Okay.
The problem with Mindy is there's too much good news
from
happening in her world. So, Mindy... Mindy needs to be on the voice disguiser, so let's make sure you're turned up good. How are you, Mindy?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So, too many good things happening at work, huh?
Yeah. What's happening is I'm a little bit afraid that I'm going to be fired in a few days.
Because your boss is being nice?
Yeah. Well, see, the thing is, he's never like this.
Okay.
He's the kind of guy who makes everything harder than it needs to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, for example, we have this area where projects go. It's like an inbox, and it's right by his desk. And he will literally walk, like, 10 feet to where my desk is just to give me papers and projects and things to go put in the box. And, you know, and then he'll do things like where he'll have me email somebody when it'd be so much easier for him just to do it himself. You know, he's not productive. And he's just overall just kind of an annoying guy. You know, he's one of those guys who just really takes advantage of his power. And he never acts like this. But lately, he's been like completely over the top, really considerate, really cool to me. twice last week, he brought me Starbucks. And he always comes in every day, you know, with Starbucks for himself.
Mm-hmm.
But the first time he asked me what I wanted, and I ordered a chai and some scones, and then the next, you know, I guess it was a couple of days later, he brought in the same thing, remembered what I like, you know, and, you know, normally I would think he was just being really nice, and it's great, and don't get me wrong, it's been a pleasure to work with him, but the reason I'm concerned is because this happened before to somebody else in our office,
mm-hmm.
and like, you know, 2 or 3 weeks after this all started happening, she was fired.
Oh, so you've seen him behave this way to somebody else and it didn't end well.
Yeah.
So it's like the coffee or the Starbucks trip was like a Judas scone. Like you did.
Yeah.
Like
too brute.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, because I think it's just a change of behavior. I mean, maybe he's feeling, maybe with that other employee, just felt guilty about it and... I don't know. It could end up a promotion, but I told Jeff off air that I would. I mean, Bert certainly is not the kind of boss like you described your boss as being, you know. But if he was like overly nice to me, like mm-hmm. and paying a lot of attention to me, it would weird me out. Like, you know, I don't know, because there's a change in behavior, you know. It's just, what
exactly.
does this mean? Why are you doing this? Yeah.
Are any other employees getting Starbucks orders in their coffee?
No, which is really weird. I mean, I am his assistant, you know, and we work very closely together, but it doesn't make sense. It doesn't add up to me, you know, why all of a sudden now.
Now, outside of that, you said, like, the stuff that he does normally, like email you to email people that he can email himself, that type of thing, right?
Yeah.
Which, is he still doing that, or has he started doing that himself?
That I have haven't noticed as much.
Okay.
But I would say there has been a change kind of in that department as well. But more so it's just like being overly nice, like, hey, can I help you out with anything? You know, just offering to do a lot to make my life easier.
Because I would be worried if he was starting to take you out of the loop of doing your job.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, he may have just had some sort of weird epiphany, like, where he's not nice enough to you, and he's like, I got to start treating her better, because, boy, does she really make my life easier.
Mm-hmm.
So that, or is he a married guy, single guy?
No, he's married.
Well, I'm also, the other employee that got fired when he was nice to her, what did she do?
What do you mean, what did she do?
Like her job title. Like, yes, because I'm curious if you're all in the same type of position, or does she work another part of the company?
No, she had my job before I got there. Oh. Actually, I was working in the office in a different position.
So he fired her. So he fired her as his assistant. Mm-hmm. This way, then you got the job, and now he's treating you this way.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Well, is there any reason for him to fire you? Have you done anything? Because then I can't figure out a reason why he would fire you.
I mean, I don't think so. I haven't really been with the company for very long, and I know. I mean, I'm worried just in general because of the fact that, number one, I don't have that seniority, and number two, because I've seen this happen before. Mm-hmm. But, you know, but I do believe that I am very good at my job,
mm-hmm.
and I do believe that I'm valuable to the company. So it scares me, you know, but you can understand my concern being that, I saw this happen.
Well, absolutely. And nowadays with budget cuts and companies not doing as well as they try mm-hmm. to show that they're doing, there's a lot of people losing their job, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hey, Elizabeth has some advice for you. Good morning, Elizabeth. Hang on one sec.
I was going to say, you should just go into work and go in there and be like, the past few weeks have been so great. I've had such a great time working for you. Maybe even say things were getting bad and you've just really changed that. So he'll feel too bad to fire you.
So give him, kill him with kindness too?
Yes.
So set him up with pre-guilt. Like, make him guilty before he even lets you go.
Yeah, and then he can't do it.
Because I wonder if the reason he's being nice, again, is that he's having a hard time. Because regardless of how mean a boss you are, it's got to be hard to fire somebody, you know?
Sometimes we overlook the obvious. Hey, okay. Hannah.
Hey.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I was going to say that a lot of times it could be that the girl before her, that the boss had liked her or something and approached her for extra office activities and fired her maybe because, you know, she didn't do it. It could be the same thing. He's coming on to her.
That he's hitting on her? Do you feel that? Do you feel, Mindy, do you feel that vibe?
Yeah, you know, that's something that I have considered, you know, but the fact that he's married just makes me want to believe that that's not the case. You know, and I'm single, but it's definitely has crossed my mind that that could be it.
But do you feel that, though? Because, I mean, if you're getting hit on by somebody, you can kind of sense it. It's more than just being nice, you know?
Yeah, I think it's more so just my mind playing tricks on me, you know, because I'm worried and I'm trying to entertain every option, you know. I don't think so. I don't think that's the case.
Okay.
But I have thought about it. I have mm-hmm. thought that might be the case.
Well, I just don't. I think if you haven't done anything wrong, there's no real reason for concern. Just say, do your job and do the best that you can at it and just not worry about it as much as you can.
Hey, Megan, welcome to the show.
Hey.
Hi.
I just wanted to say to the caller, you've seen a pattern here. I would get in contact with the former secretary and find out exactly what happened because it sounds to me like this is like the very beginning of I'm being nice to you and the sexual harassment is about to start and then... You know, a lot of times in the corporate world, we're left with the choice of it's my word against theirs. Mm. Leave the job quietly or, you know, say whatever you want. They're not going to believe you. Like you said, you're new to the job. And, you know, for a complete 180 like that, mm-hmm. this sounds to me like there's a sex, like this is the beginning of a sexual harassment suit.
I don't think
it's mine.
At this point,
you're hot now and...
not sexual harassment because he brought her coffee?
Yeah, that seems that seems really extreme.
Well, I've seen, you know, it's like just the 180 of behavior. It's not just that he's bringing her coffee. She said that, you know, he's like asking her, is there anything I can help you with? Is there anything I can do to help you with your job?
How is that sexual harassment?
Yeah, how does it, yeah, that seems very extreme. Do you think?
I really think sexual that, because I mean, that's the way it starts.
Sexual harassment is more like if you, you know, do this and then I'll get you this.
Right.
You know, like in a sexual way.
You know what? I'm not going to harass any of you, so not even going to.
But you're not my boss.
Not even going to ask if any of you need help.
Yeah, you're not my boss. Mindy.
You're not the boss of me.
How long have you been working for this guy?
Not long. Only about, gosh, I guess about a year and a half, maybe 2 years at most.
Well, that's a while. Well, I would think Wendy's right. I mean, there's nothing you can do about it right now. But, you know, I do think that if it does go into a case of where it gets inappropriate, like listeners, you know, some listeners think it may be going, do the best you can to get things in writing. I always think that if you can get it in writing so that somebody else can see it, then you have a better case than a he said, she said kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hey, Ashley, you'll be our very last phone call.
Yes, I actually had the same thing happen to me. I work at a pretty big company in Atlanta here. Mm-hmm. And my boss was, like, really, really nice, and I did end up getting fired.
Okay.
But it turned out the reason why he was so nice is he was about to get fired.
Yeah.
So it was just a down.
It might be because he's trying to make himself look better. So, you know, yes, you do need to be wary. Because when they do change like that, that means that something is on them.
Oh, no.
That means they have a problem with whatever it is that's going on with them. And I do agree with a previous caller that said you need to go above him. Because I probably wouldn't have lost my job had I gone above him.
What do you mean go above him?
I'll like go to his supervisor and ask, okay, look, I'm feeling a little uncomfortable because you are feeling uncomfortable. And you should say, this is not his normal behavior. Is there something I should be aware of?
Because
if you don't feel comfortable enough to talk to him about it, you definitely need to talk to someone. And that's just the next person above him.
I always disagree with going above. If you have not said anything to him, don't go to his boss.
Because if nothing is wrong.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, because I just think that's. And I would, unless, for instance, I'm Jeff's boss.
What's up?
And Jeff is Wendy's boss. So Wendy comes to me about something with Jeff, and she's not said anything to Jeff. The red flag on me is on Wendy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
And then you'll bring it to me, and then it just gets weird.
And then you get fired
for
sure.
Yeah, I feel like it's a little bit unprofessional to do that.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to check in with you in a few days and find out if you're still employed.
Okay, great.
Good luck. And, if it does get inappropriate, writing. Get it in writing. Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Thank you guys so much.
We'll talk to you in a few days.
Hey, The Burt Show.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week, we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.